What the hell is the meaning of this?
Web Gems at 11:45. We'll dive into. We'll see if we got enough time to talk about water. Oh, we can talk about water tomorrow. I love water. I love water. I love water. So maybe we'll get to that. But
I don't drink enough of it here.
It's the beverage of choice.
I drink a ton of it at home. I don't drink enough of it here.
So maybe we'll get to that in about 10 minutes or so. We're already running up against it, which is no big deal. We can have some fun. Shout out to Rufio, who's on the board first for our Hangman Challenge.
Just the way your mother likes it.
Suck it, Trebek.
But you guys used to do this. You and Russ thought this would be a fun thing to bring back.
You want to do this now? Because it's going to push long.
Yeah, we can do it now. Yeah, okay. Sure. We'll do it now. Nobody's listening, dude. Nobody cares.
Because this segment always goes long.
Yeah, we can have fun with this. We'll talk water tomorrow. You just got to break when I'm ready to break, okay?
Okay.
All right.
In my eyes, I am the captain. We're going to have to split this into 2 seconds.
That's fine.
That's what's going to happen.
That's fine.
Because this gets contentious.
That's fine. I've got no issues with that. But you know me, dude. I'm on time. I'm an on-time guy.
Okay.
You and Russ thought this would be great to get our listeners to get to know me a little better. Look, if you didn't listen to the Hot Corner on Tuesdays from 7 to 9, and judging by the attendance, you didn't, here's a little way to get to know me. We're going to do Tiers Day, where we're going to find things to put on a tier list, and that will let you... Oh, the brand man's not happy. That will let you get to know me. This was brought up by my wonderful co-hosts. The fans are ready for it. Jeffrey Rust, you get your opinions, but we'll let you play mediator here.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
What are we doing today?
Breakfast foods.
Breakfast foods. And before anybody says anything, we're not getting into Jeff Rust's cereal takes. Okay.
No.
That has been done.
No.
That has been done.
This originated in the cereal tier list that we did last year.
We're not going there.
Yeah. Grape Nuts number 3. Yeah.
We're not going there.
Sticking with it.
It's tough.
would you like me to start with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way we do this, everyone does their tier by tier ranking. For those that don't know.
Are we starting at the top?
No, you start at the bottom.
Okay.
Save the best for last. So you have your S tier, which is the God tier, your A tier, your B tier, your C tier, and your D tier. Your D tier is just like, nope, this sucks, out, not in.
My D tier is the biggest tier of them all.
As is mine. I have a big D.
I love breakfast food.
I unfortunately have a small D.
Mm.
I love breakfast food. I don't eat breakfast a ton, but I am also very picky and very consistent in my breakfast food. My D list comprises of yogurt parfait, oatmeal, mostly texture stuff. I'm not into that.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest yogurt guy in the world. I like cashew yogurt, but even that I'm
feeling there, by the way, there's 32 items that are on this list, and it was just like I grabbed like the general consensus tier list.
I don't like ham at breakfast, so that cuts out the ham steak, the slices of ham. I also don't like hollandaise, so adios, eggs, Benedict.
Whoa.
Adios
whoa.
To the Benny.
That is our first upset.
Wow.
Adios to the Benny. Not a big cinnamon guy, so cinnamon rolls are out for me. I hate hard-boiled eggs, so I'm out on that. Avocado toast, no thank you. Avocados are for Mexican food. And maybe the other one that's really going to rock your guys' world, I don't like gravy and I don't like biscuits.
What?
And I am
wild
out.
Wild.
Yo.
I would have had you pegged as like a biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, SOS. You scream.
Someone tell me why, damn it.
That's it.
Your body screams SOS.
What? Like, I need help?
No. Do you not know what SOS is?
Save our ship.
No. Bleep on a shingle.
Oh, no. No. That's... My body? Are you saying I'm fat? Is this a ball joke?
No. Yeah. No, it's just, you definitely... It's...
No. No. No gravy.
Wow.
No gravy. No no biscuits. I don't like biscuits. I'd rather have gravy than biscuits.
Oh, man. All right. That wasn't as troublesome as I thought it is. This one's going to piss everyone off. And somebody already hit the nail square on the head with mine because I'm a savory guy. The D tier, cereal, gone. Donuts, gone.
God,
pancakes, gone.
Ooh.
Waffles, gone. French toast, gone. Cinnamon rolls, any toaster strudels. English muffin, avocado toast, biscuits, straight raw biscuits, gone. All of it gone. And then they had deviled eggs in here. I'm never eating. I'm a savory guy. I'm never eating deviled eggs for breakfast.
Nope. So, I'm never eating them for anything.
And Pop-Tarts, gone. Pop-Tarts, they're like I texted in yesterday.
Pop-Tarts have been dominating my life for 2 days. I haven't thought about Pop-Tarts
in 10 years. I texted
into
the show for the first time yesterday, driving in. I said something along the lines of, like, I never agree with Dirt. I am 100% with Dirt here. Pop-Tarts suck. I do not want them. No, 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 no. It doesn't matter if they're in the toaster. It doesn't matter raw. And if I have to eat one, it is strawberry and strawberry only. The people are out, like, brown sugar is the best. I'm just like, good God, do you hate your taste buds? Oh, God, no. Atrocious. So, yeah, anything sweet, anything like that, just throw it out. You will never, ever catch me going to a breakfast restaurant and ordering anything like pancakes, waffles, French toast, anything. I do not like it. I do not like having sugar in the morning.
Yeah.
Rusty, your D?
My D is small. Mm. Avocado toast can get right the hell out. Yeah.
I don't know why that became a breakfast thing. Look, I love avocados.
I hate avocados. With a fiery passion.
Really?
I cannot stand avocados. Oh, they are foul and disgusting.
Can avocado be one of your favorite? Is avocado a vegetable?
It's fruit.
Fruit. Yes. Yeah. Can it be one of your favorite fruits?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I love avocados. Mine. I've only got two more items in the D tier. I, too, love deviled eggs, but I am not eating those for breakfast.
No, God, no.
That looks like a bowl of baked beans.
Yeah, that's the British breakfast.
Yeah. English breakfast. I love baked beans, not for breakfast.
Yeah. And again, I'm a savory guy, and even I was like, nah, I've had the English breakfast.
Can we be quick on the C tier?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's very small.
Okay. This is the second smallest group. Well, my S tier is the smallest, but we'll save that for later. Chicken fried steak? Is that what that is? Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what it looks like to me.
Or is it potato pancakes?
I figured it was chicken fried steak.
Either way, both of you can be in the C.
I hate you so much. You've literally thrown down on two of my favorite breakfasts.
Scrambled eggs, not my preferred way of eggs.
Okay, that's fair.
Just not my preferred way of eggs.
That's fair. That's fair.
I put cereal in there because I find cereal inoffensive, but I very rarely clamor for it.
No.
So it's in there for me. Donuts are the same. And there's like, country style potatoes.
You guys are wild.
C tier for me, oatmeal. I will go to it occasionally if I have to. I'm not a breakfast sausage guy, either Link or Patty. So I don't.
That's the big upset for me.
Oh yeah, yeah. If we're going like they brought us breakfast in the other day for our first show in the morning.
And I was unable to eat that.
And there was like a little
I had two breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, there's like a little
Rust ate mine.
There's a little McMuffin with bacon, and yeah. I was like, all right. I opened the foil up to be like, is there sausage on this?
I saw bacon, and it was written on the bags.
I have what was left.
I had a ham and a sausage.
Oh, yeah, no, I went bacon, so I got lucky with that. Parfait? I've had a parfait for breakfast. It's not my go-to, but
it's
like,
fine.
It's fine.
But I never want it. I will eat it if my wife puts it in front of me, but
yeah,
I don't want it.
I never, like, actively go searching for it, where, like, cereal, I don't want it. Like, never have I been like, I want cereal. But, yeah, so the sausage links, the oatmeal, and the parfait. That's my C.
My C. Look, I like a fried egg, but this one here looks like it's a little bit too over easy or sunny side up even. I prefer mine over medium or over hard, but I've got that in my C tier. Just the fresh fruit, I mean, great, whatever. Fruit, whatever. I'm super healthy. I got oatmeal in there, the fruit and yogurt granola parfait is in there. Steak and eggs. I love steak. I love eggs. I don't want steak for breakfast.
I never want steak for breakfast. That's why it hit my D tier.
I hate both of you.
That's why it hit my D tier. I just don't want steak for breakfast.
I got the blueberry muffin on there, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with the blueberry muffin, but if there's a bunch of stuff out there, that's not what I'm reaching for first by any stretch of the imagination. And then what? The other one on there, looks like some sort of a cheese horn. Which I only put that one in the C tier because this one looks particularly gross.
Cheese horn?
The strudel kind of looking
thing. Oh, yeah. That went the D. Yeah. That went the D for me.
So that's my C tier.
All right. When we come back, the heavy hitters B, A, and S, baby. Mm. Tier list. Tier's day next. But first, we'll toss it over to Rusty with sports.
Getting higgy with it.
Rockin' Tuesdays on this Thursday. We'll see you next week with something. Get to know Patrick Harris. That's how we're doing here. We got Web Gems coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's dive right back into this. Everybody hates my takes. That's all right. Welcome to me. My B list. I got buttered toast. I got buttered toast.
Okay.
I like buttered toast. Solid. Okay. Sausage patties. Solid. Mm. Not my favorite, but I do love sausage. English muffin, bagels. I'm rocking. That's where most of my bread content is in this. I got French toast in this because I prefer a different one, which we'll find out about later. I put muffins in this list only because I really love muffins, but I've become so accustomed to my wife's muffins that no other muffins reach that.
Everybody likes their own muffin.
I own that muffin. And so that's why it's a little in the middle for me. Controversial? I got fruit in this category. The Harris household is a heavy, heavy fruit household that is good to eat at all times of the day. I also went to England when I was 11 years old. I've got beans in this list. Beans for breakfast? Some charred mushrooms?
No.
Not bad.
I spent a lot of time there. It's not good. All of the food from that originated from that country sucks.
And then is this an omelet?
I don't know.
I think it looks like an omelet.
It looks like an omelet. I put an omelet in there. Okay. I like omelets. Not my preferred way to eat eggs, but I like omelets.
I think it's a quiche, but that's fine.
Quiche, I would leave in tier B.
Okay.
Quiche, I would leave. Again, my wife makes a great quiche.
Yeah. Good quiche matters, man. Might be also fruit. I do love a really good.
You see me, man. I bring fruit in here every day.
No, I'm a banana man. I like some strawberries, like some mango. I've said a million times. When I would go out on missions, I would take two mangoes and a bag of bacon.
I can't order fruit at restaurants because they usually have pineapple in it.
Are you allergic? Are you not like it?
Yes, no pineapple.
You're allergic to it?
Yes.
Oh,
cannot exist in my world.
Oh, that sucks.
It does not. I don't like the flavor.
Oh
either.
God, I love pineapple. Tropical fruits. Those are
good
my
with
jam.
All of them. Just don't
those,
like pineapple.
Those are my jam. Okay.
It's not acidity. It's the old anaphylactic.
Okay. It's the old anaphylactic shot. That's a problem. Croissant, Canadian bacon, the scrambled egg, and the buttered toast. Mostly because all those things kind of go together.
Sure, yeah. That's a meal.
You put the fruit with the croissant and the Canadian bacon and the eggs. It's like, yeah, that's pretty good.
I can build a decent sandwich in my tier list of B here.
Yeah, I could build a really solid breakfast in my B tier.
Yeah. Rusty?
I got pancakes. I've got nothing wrong with pancakes, but that's about the last thing I'll go and order like at a restaurant because I don't want to pay $12 for,
$2 worth of breakfast.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I've got scrambled eggs on there. Nothing wrong with scrambled eggs. It's just they're perfectly fine. Not my preferred vessel of eggs. The biscuits, croissant. I've got the omelet on here, and then some ham and a little seaback. There's nothing wrong with them, but for my breakfast meats, I'm not going with ham or Canadian bacon.
Okay, that's fair.
Unless it's in a different form, which will be coming up soon.
So we all had the same general B tier. We all it was kind of weird because our C and D were very different.
I got the beans, which I know is
that's my
hot take in there. But everything else is fine.
All right,
Switching the A. Now, for the record, the A tier is basically my S tier. I just have something very, very special in my S tier.
Okay.
So my A tier is in theory what I love. It consists of bacon,
okay,
breakfast sausage. Yeah. Hash browns, okay, like shredded hash browns, hash brown patties.
Okay.
Love a hash brown patty. Pancakes. Ugh. And fried eggs. That is kind of, I remember I had breakfast at Gravy on Mississippi the morning of my wedding. This is what I ordered.
Okay.
Bacon, sausage, shredded hash browns, pancakes, and two eggs over medium.
Okay. So you the full breakfast.
With apple juice, water, and a beer.
You're an apple juice guy too, huh?
Just a little bit. I only want like 6 ounces of apple juice.
If I go out and I'm at breakfast, I rarely get the OJ. I go for apple
juice. If I have too much apple juice, it makes my tum-tum hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I like a little bit. On pee. That's French. Perfect. For very little.
Yes. My A tier, bagels.
Bagels.
So we're getting
bagels are
we're
great.
Getting into more of the savory.
I'm just too fat to eat bagels anymore.
The SOS.
S on the shingle?
Yep. Biscuits and gravy. The hash brown. The eggs over easy, the shredded hash brown, the quiche, and that's it.
Rust?
I've got the old Eggs Benedict on here, French toast, because French toast I will actually go out and order at a restaurant for some reason.
I will too. I felt a little bad having it in my B tier, but it's because I wanted to give pancakes the love.
Right, there we go.
I want to grill my bread and cover it in sugar.
Is this two different kinds of breakfast potatoes, huge potatoes?
I'm not sure what those were. That's why I just put them together.
Yes, I did hear.
If one was corned beef hash, that's A level.
To me, there is a difference, which will be the separator here.
Okay.
A level is corned beef hash for me.
I've got them both in my A tier. Both forms of sausage, the patty and the lynx. Although my lynx, if I go out to a restaurant, I don't order sausage because I like my sausage cooked and almost burnt. It's got to have a good char on old breakfast link. I got bagels here, shredded hash browns, buttered toast.
Oh, wow. In the A tier.
Dude, toast is great.
Mm-hmm.
I made so much toast growing up with butter, peanut butter.
Ugh.
I have learned that I can't eat peanut butter.
Yeah, you ate peanut butter in the studio, and the whole studio smelled like peanut butter. I'm just like, oh, God, I hate that smell.
What are you, five?
I love the smell of peanut butter.
Peanut butter is so dope.
It's so pungent.
And then that brings us to the S tier, the number one.
Mm.
I will read to you. I said this to you in the bullpen, so it's not as much of a shock to you. I will read to you the ultimate breakfast for one Patrick Harris.
Mm.
That would be a croissant, a real sugar Coca-Cola, and a cigarette.
Mm.
That is the greatest breakfast you will ever have in your entire life.
The old Parisian.
Give you a little, the Parisian breakfast, as I like to call it, gives you a little bit of sugar from that Coke and caffeine to kind of get you back, especially if you've been drinking. I love an ice cold Coca-Cola
moving to cane sugar?
It's maybe the only thing I agree with in this administration.
Mm.
Except for the corn farmers are going to be very, very upset
about
that.
Pepsi already has one here.
So you get a little bit of caffeine, a little bit of sugar. I love an ice cold Coca-Cola after a heavy night of drinking. Mm. A cigarette gets the juices flowing, if you know what I mean. And a croissant is my favorite thing to have for breakfast.
For you to ash your cigarette into? There you go.
Croissants are my favorite thing to have for breakfast.
Look, outside of the D tier, my S tier is the largest. And because the things that I love very much. Number one, steak and eggs. It's phenomenal. There is so when I meal prep, I usually buy the family pack of steaks. And what ends up happening is I have a steak for dinner and I will have half of one the next day that I will throw because I cook my steaks medium. So that way, if I do reheat them, I cook them medium rare so that when I reheat them, they get to medium.
Yeah, you don't kill them on the reheat.
But steak and eggs with potatoes, oh, God, that is just elite. Number two, CFS.
Country fried steak.
Buddy, oh, God, good country fried steak is just so freaking good. It's unbelievable. And then Eggs Benedict.
Dude, you're the fat kid tier S.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
When I eat breakfast, I want a big, fat, hearty, savory breakfast.
I want it.
That is what I'm... And some people are like, what's your thoughts on breakfast or dinner? Steak and eggs for dinner? Great.
Oh, full-on breakfast
eggs
for dinner.
Benedict for dinner? Great. CFS for dinner? Great. Those are three absolute any time of day bangers. For those that don't know, I will eat any food at really any time of day. You guys have seen me do it. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I eat grilled chicken and rice.
Yep. I see that, yes.
It doesn't matter to me. Time is an illusion. The one sweet that I will allow in the S tier, a perfect blueberry muffin is unbeatable. A perfect blueberry muffin is unfreaking beatable. It is so good, so perfect. It's just, mwah! It just hits just right. Bacon here, and there are two types of potatoes that are on my S tier.
Uh-huh.
One of them is fried, the other is roasted.
That's
what we got. Is that the difference of those two?
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right.
But because some people are like,
like one in a pan, one in an oven?
Yeah, but for me, yes. The answer is yes. The potato is the most diverse. Potato and rice, those are the two most diverse food things you can have as a supporting actor.
Russ, bring us home.
Breakfast cereal. I'm a cereal man.
I know you are.
Yeah.
That was that was the most predictable part about this whole thing was you had cereal in the S tier.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I think we currently at home have...
Don't you have the cereal dispensers?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Like you see at the hotel breakfast.
Yeah. So great.
Yep. Yeah, we got four of those.
God, of all the things, though, that you could have for breakfast, you could have greatness or you could have...
Look, Danny, it's his
chocolate
choice.
Frosted flakes.
He's not making you eat cereal. Let the man have it.
Cocoa Pebbles. Ugh. Regular Frosted Flakes. Grape Nuts.
See? See, this is what happens. You let people have freedom of choice.
We're not doing this.
Bacon. Just, you know.
Bacon.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's bacon. We all know that bacon is just God tier.
People that sit here and talk about, well, bacon actually isn't that good. Shut up.
Yeah, you don't, you're.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Cinnamon rolls. I love a good cinnamon roll. Have you ever had the cinnamon roll at Camp 18 on the way to the coast?
I love a good cinnamon roll. I do not want it in the morning.
Oh, they're fantastic.
If you want to give me a good cinnamon roll at night, now we're talking.
Yeah.
But in the morning, no.
That's our opposite. Yeah. Cinnamons are in my D.
Camp 18 cinnamon roll, the thing is like the size of a hubcap.
Yeah, it's enormous.
And theirs is the one time where raisins in a cinnamon roll are acceptable. That's the only
raisins
one
in a cinnamon roll? I've been there. Yeah. Been there, done that.
The hash brown patty.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's style?
Yeah.
Look, I don't eat fast food, but McDonald's hash browns.
Oh, we've got those in our freezer at home
too.
Right now.
We do, yeah. Too.
Donuts. Who doesn't love a donut? Biscuits and gravy. The chicken fried steak. And I've got an English muffin on there.
Ooh, high-end English muffin.
I'm an English muffin guy. If we're out at breakfast and my toast option, I always do an English muffin.
By itself with butter? No, it's got to have gravy on it.
A little jam on there.
You went sweet. I go savory. It's got to have either...
peanut butter?
No, God, no. It's got to be gravy or hollandaise.
Chunky.
What's it called? Pine State biscuits. They're biscuits and gravy. Oh.
I know Pine State. I've never been.
Oh, buddy.
I got no reason to go.
But yeah, I love a good English muffin.
That is Tears Day. Mm. We'll do that next year. We'll do it for a little bit in the summer before we really get into heavy sports.
If you have submissions for what tiers we should do.
Yes, one suggestion on the YouTube chat. Rufio chimed in with cocktails.
Ooh.
As a former bartender.
Well, we know where I'm going to land on that one.
Do we? Oh, God. I'm starting to believe my wife here for a minute.